Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Alan Ripley. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The catcher, Milt May. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Atlee Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Atlee Hamaker. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ripley. Bergman moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley strikes out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowa moves to third. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from May and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripley hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Sandberg scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from May and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergman tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Atlee Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamaker covering, for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ripley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bergman hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Alan Ripley. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hamaker. Henderson moves to second. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Lee Smith now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive towards first. Buckner catches it and throws to Kennedy, who tags Wolford for the double play. Two outs. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Atlee Hamaker. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham is walked intentionally. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buckner moves to third. Durham moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to home to get Buckner. Durham moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jack Clark pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.